This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
From the studios of New York Public Radio and live on Facebook, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Antibalas is a New York-based horn-heavy band inspired by, among other things, the legendary band of Afrobeat pioneer Fela Kuti. And like Fela's music, Antibalas songs tend to have deep grooves, political lyrics, and a high-octane sound. Their latest record is called When the Gods Are in Peace, and they have packed themselves into our studio today to perform a couple of their long, trancey numbers for us. So settle in for this first one called Hook and Crook. Here, live on Soundcheck, is Antibalas.
I went from Lagos to Badagry, and I came upon a crossroad. To my left was permaculture, and to my right was a place, a path of no return. So I meditated to feel the ancestors as I soared up Kilimanjaro to gain an outer worldly perspective. Then I realized, I must detach, ha! From crooked hooks, ha! From life difficulties, ha! Doctor who got the book, the system we want now. A big affair and build it. Made to align with all of us. Fucky workouts and fellow students. Teaching teachers, let us do it together. We now on the crossroads of alignment. Each one, on my gosh, away. This way, harmony living. Harmony living. You're spinning in me, not gonna last. The hook you're sticking in me, not gonna last. Hook real you breathing, not gonna last. Got the power, to detach from hook and crook, and love power, to touch with all the brain, go to me. No, wake up, I got to be, oh. tango do mio. Amigo do, amigo do.
Every day, act now, not later. My enemies.
Antiballas live in our studio with some of their bulletproof Afrocentric funk. The band Antiballas, the name means bulletproof in Spanish. 12-piece ensemble here in the studio today. I'll introduce you to the full band in a bit, but let me for the moment say hello and welcome back to Martin Perna behind the baritone sax, founder of the band all these years ago. Great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
And to the singer, Duke Amayo. Duke, you sing in English. Sometimes you sing in that kind of Nigerian English.
Pidgin English.
Yeah, like Himbele No Go Sweet from the last album.
Absolutely.
What were you singing? What language was this in the middle of the song there?
Edo language.
Okay.
They are the cousins of the Yorubas.
Uh-huh. And what did those phrases mean?
It means that we are one.
Okay.
I actually translated as I sing it.
Okay. Well, you know, it seems to be this song called Hook and Crook from the new record seems to be a song about changing perspective, about kind of detaching, you know.
Absolutely.
So is that the idea here, that the way to deal with troubled times is to kind of take a step back?
Absolutely. That's been, I think, probably the crux of the problem is that we're so ingrained in it, we don't have the time to, like, step out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we don't make the time to step out of it. And I believe that making the time is part of what we do call as our daily ritual. So your daily ritual should really be detached daily, first thing in the morning.
You know, it's interesting you use the word ritual because, I mean, part of the reason that Fela Kuti's pieces went on so long is that they had a kind of ritual feel to them. And 10 minutes into this piece, I was like, man, at some point I have to get back into the real world, and I don't want to.
Exactly.
So, Martin, the album title, Where the Gods Are in Peace,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for you guys, is that a musical place, or is that, like, something that you really have kind of thought a lot about? Where can you find peace like that?
Yeah, it's actually a subway stop on the new Second Avenue line. It's, yeah, you just take it up there. No, it's... It's a line from the song Tombstown, and when we were looking at title, thinking about what do we call this record, what, you know, is there an external idea that we give to the title, and then we just, no, it's somewhere in the lyrics. So it's an idea about what can we as humans do to sort of intervene in this, what seems like a cosmic battle between people of different faiths, you know? It's an idea that we can correct course and get to a place where we can, you know, not have to suffer like we're suffering.
So did you set out to make, I don't want to say a concept album, but at least some kind of unified theme around it?
More so than, like, it's definitely not like previous albums that are a collection of protest songs about what's going on in the moment. To get back to what we were talking about detaching, it's not about completely detaching in an apathetic sense, but in self-care, because so much of our activism it hasn't been working. If it was working, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in right now. And a big part of that is self-care. And there's so many people who are trying to affect change that are so toxified, both emotionally or physically, that it's hard for what we are trying to achieve to really happen if we're not right at home. So part of stepping back to become better agents of change is detaching, doing these rituals that kind of ground us, refocus us, and also figure out how to be the most effective agents for change.
So when you did come to putting these three long tracks together, did you see them as linked somehow? Because they, you know, some of the subject matter.
Yeah, we linked it because Tombstone was the bed of this record, really.
We heard a little bit of that coming
right,
in.
Right, exactly. So within the Tombstone, it helped guide the direction of what the other songs, you know, should say, so you can unify it as a. So it was premeditated. It was intentional. Yeah. From all of our conversations, I just felt like we were always doing business as usual, talking same, you know, truth to power as usual. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just completely change the whole thing? Maybe we invite the power brokers to this.
Maybe it's island. Maybe it's time to start lying to power and see if that does us any good.
Absolutely. You know?
You're doing a great job, Mr. President.
But now this next song you're going to do for us called Gold Rush, this really is about 19th century America, right?
Yes.
And you know, we think of the Gold Rush, we think of panhandlers, but we don't think of all the people that we sort of pushed out of the way.
Yeah, who's still here.
Yeah. So it seems like you're making an analogy to, you know, treatment of Native Americans, Asian immigrants on the West Coast in the 19th century with what's happening now.
Absolutely. Because it's all connected, you know, because it's those things, you know, they're all like finally manifesting. We can see that it has not worked for any of us. Mm. So, yeah.
It's an examination of the U.S. gold rush, but then there's gold rush happening right now in the Amazon, in Australia. You know, there's indigenous people being displaced. The earth is being torn up.
And there were 10 members of an uncontacted tribe deep in the Amazon who were killed by gold miners just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these ethnic groups are really small, and for 10 men to be taken away all at once, that can be catastrophic for an uncontacted people.
Yeah, so part of it is about the actual gold, but then, you know, fracking in Pennsylvania or coal in West Virginia, anywhere where people are blessed with the commodity, the common people are actually cursed. That could be the worst thing that happens, is that there's something valuable under their feet if they don't have control over the means of production or a clean way to, you know, it's just. So this is one look at North American history, looking back, and how to correct our course.
Okay. Well, let's hear the song. It's called Gold Rush, the latest album from Antibalas. It's brand new. It's called Where the Gods Are in Peace. Here in the Soundcheck studio, once again, Antibalas, live on Soundcheck.
Cowboy named Coloma from a town called Gold Town, now Ghost Town. Coloma asked Chief Two Eagles, where did we go wrong? of gold. Sundance has booked in my heart. Oh, Maitre Dasu, sun dancer, all the nation. Rush, take over land.
Rush,
stand up, feed us.
Rush, rush, rush.
Enter to weapon.
Rush,
of control.
Rush, rush, rush.
Of our resources.
Rush,
of our authority.
Rush, rush, rush.
Rush, take over land.
Rush,
stand up, feed us.
Rush, rush, rush.
When I think of gold, Sundance has invoked in my heart.
Go rush day.
Me to the Susan dancer, all the nation.
Go rush day.
Back when 1804, take a time and shake, yak, yak, soaking up warrior.
Back when
resistance begun.
Back when
who get big up back then.
Back when
General Edmund begin.
Back when
who get big gun then.
Back when
1832. What back hot war? Who benefits from this war?
Back when
I wonder where the big gun.
Back when
who can pick up back then?
Back when
1849. Follow my ha!
Go rush, rush, rush.
Follow my go rush.
Go rush, rush, rush.
Follow my dig on down.
Go rush, rush, rush.
Follow my go.
Go rush, rush. Go rush day.
Bring back, bring back,
bring back, bring back,
bring back,
bring back, bring back,
bring
back, bring back,
bring
back,
bring back,
bring back,
bring back,
bring back,
bring back,
bring back,
bring back, bring back, bring back,
bring back, bring back,
bring back, bring back,
rush, rush, rush.
Trilogy,
yeah.
Manifest destiny,
oh. Rush, rush, rush.
Rock the island,
track it.
Rock time, El Dorado.
Rush, rush, rush.
Hurrah, we die.
Rush, rush, rush.
Hurrah, we die.
Rush, rush, rush.
Where is my goal? All those soldiers asking, pigeon us, what do you want to know? Wouldn't that mean want to know? Sitting, we want to know. Where is my goal? Get a line, what a line. It's hard, 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 hard. We need a liberation. We heal our broken system. Hey,
That is Antibalas live on Soundcheck with their song Gold Rush off the brand new album called Where the Gods Are in Peace. And let me introduce you to the full array of talent that's here in our studio today. We met Duke Amayo, the singer before, also playing the vibraphone. On trumpet, Jordan McLean, Raymond Mason playing the trombone, Morgan Price on tenor sax, and as we heard before, Martin Perna on baritone sax. The guitars, played by Marcos Garcia and Timothy Allen. Nicole Urawatiker plays the bass, and Kevin Razga is behind our drum kit. But there's more percussion. Ronaldo de Jesus playing congas, Marcus Farrar the shekere, the beaded gourd. And although our Facebook viewers can hardly see him, Robert Rast is there, tucked away in the corner behind the keyboard, behind the brass players. And so Duke, you know, we were talking before about detachment and all that kind of stuff and the importance of music in troubled times. Dance music in troubled times has always been an important thing, you know, before you guys, before Fela even, you know, it seems to have been, there's something about getting people's bodies moving in sync.
Yes, dance and meditation.
I guess that's what it is. It's
you know?
Kind of, you know?
Yeah, because you go in that trance, this music takes you there, right? So you actually feel yourself, you're now on that planet. You're moving and floating in the air, you know, looking at yourself back on Earth, you know, like, why am I fighting myself? Why am I fighting this? That's kind of like the idea, you know, the ideology behind this, you know.
Yeah.
Go out there, float away, then maybe you might realize that you've just been treating yourself bad, because it's a self thing. Because every time you treat someone else bad, you're treating yourself bad. It's like about, it's a self, it's a self-reflection, right? So if we start applying those reflective things that we do, we might actually start seeing solutions, because it's, you know, the solution is right within us.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are perpetrating have some blockages inside.
So the idea is, you know, to get back to the title, Where the Gods Are in Peace, you can get there.
Yes.
At moments,
yes.
You know, and the idea is...
It takes about 3 breaths, you know. Deep ones.
Yeah.
And then you just go.
Or about 3 minutes of pogoing up and down on the dance floor. Yeah. So, Martin, when you started Antibalas, was it as a protest group specifically?
Yeah. Yeah, I was involved in a lot of different things. Actually, a pirate radio station in the neighborhood where the band started. We were taken down by the FCC, but we were doing a lot of stuff I still can't talk about. But so this was... kind of an outgrowth of that. How do we create community and bring people together, play good music, and, you know, make, as you were saying, music that brings people together through dance, but that affects the listener on the body, the physical level, the mental level, as far as, you know, political ideas and just, you know, ideas about power and questioning power, and then the spiritual level of envisioning something, or however we connect with the creator or the absence of a creator, whatever we think of as bigger and higher, how do we get there, and what can stimulate us, and what kinds of experiences can give us that feeling of unity.
Are there times when you're on stage where you kind of get that feeling, where you've basically lost your moorings and you're just like in the moment, in the music?
That's what we shoot for every night. I mean, unfortunately, just the setting, how music is presented, it provides obstacles to us. So sometimes we get there a lot faster. You know, sometimes you're trying to ski uphill and sometimes you're trying to ski downhill.
Yeah.
So wherever we are, certain venues or settings are better for us because it's just faster. People are primed. It's a better environment. It sounds better. But that's what we're always striving for. And I think we hit that moment at least a couple times in every show. But the best ones is where we hit that cruising altitude early and we stay there and just go higher.
Yeah. Well, you guys put on a great live show, and I'm really delighted that you all trooped in here and played for us today. The album is called Where the Gods Are in Peace. It's brand new from Antibalas. Martin, to you and the guys, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks
Thank
for having
you very
us.
Much.
This is Soundcheck.
Calling, calling, mommy, what town?
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. We shot video today for Facebook Live. My thanks to Kim Nowacki, our videographer. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, and we had production assistance as usual from Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.